Thank you, Mark. So, as I mentioned in the welcome, we have a guest speaker with us this morning. Sharon Nelson is the Young Adult Coordinator for MCC Central States. And Sharon is here with her sister this morning. We're grateful that you are joining us again. She's going to be talking about living in hope. So, Sharon, please.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you all. And before we begin this topic of living in hope, I'd like to just offer up a word of prayer. So let's pray. Most gracious God, your love, your joy, and your peace is amazing. And just as we heard today in the children's story, you have promised us many things. And with those promises, there is hope. And so as we explore this topic of hope today, in a world that can sometimes seem so hopeless, help us to remember that we can stand firm on your promises. In your precious, beloved name, Jesus, amen. Well, it's wonderful to be here again. Some of you may recognize me. I've had the opportunity to come and visit you all several times and even be a part of your this year, the Christmas gathering that you have every year, the Hanging in the Greens, and that was wonderful to be a part of this year. Just for those of you who may not know me and the work that I do with MCC Central States, I am the Young Adult Program Coordinator, which means that I have five programs that I work with, three very closely, which are IVEP, International Volunteer Exchange Program, SALT, Serving and Learning Together, and summer service. And I'll tell you a little bit about those as we dig into the message today. So, this idea of hope, or the word hope, living in hope, what does that mean exactly? I'm just gonna read a few headlines for you. UN to pull controversial peacekeepers from Haiti. Soccer team bus bombing was part of stock option plot, German prosecutors say. One officer killed, two wounded in shooting on Paris. France votes in tight security, amid tight security. Migrants in concentration camps. Pope prays for Syria refugees. Michael J. Sharp's journey towards peace in DR Congo. These are just a few of the many headlines that have been made in the news recently. The last headline I stated is very near and dear to those within MCC and the Mennonite world, as MJ spent time as a service worker with MCC before his time with the UN. As many of you know, MJ's physical life was recently taken, but the hope from the peacemaking work he was doing in the Congo lives on. So as I say this word, hope, what comes to your mind? Is it possible to have hope in this world despite the circumstances? My answer is yes. And not only is it possible, but is an inherent promise given to us. As we reflect back on the scripture, it states in 1 Peter 1, starting at verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." As you hear those words, and especially as we are on the hills of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, the story is not over. Many of us have heard the resurrection story many, many times. But what does it look like to live a resurrected life daily? For me, I see renewal in my work. An example of this would be, as a summer service worker, these are young adults that have challenges as it is. Summer service is a program that works with young adults of color in their own communities or churches. Some summer service workers do not come from backgrounds that allow them to have many opportunities. But being a summer service worker does give them opportunities to be in places and spaces where they can make a difference in their own world. And one particular example of this is a young lady named Bethel. I met Bethel back in 2014. She's actually right in our own community in Denver at the Ethiopian Church. Bethel was bright and energetic, welcoming. And over the past few years, I've seen Bethel not only be a part of the MCC Summer Service Worker Program, and now she is a leader in her own church and a part of the MCC Central States Board. And in a few weeks, going on a learning tour to Honduras. This gives me hope. In addition to that, this year, I have an IVEPer from Egypt. His name is Michael. As you know, there was bombing in Egypt recently. I called Michael recently just to check in on him after hearing word of the bombing. And I said to him, "How are you doing? Is your family okay?" And Michael's response was, "Yes, I'm very grateful. Everyone is safe. We are okay. And the work that I'm doing here is still important to me." Michael's is placed in Kansas City at a refugee center. And he is doing amazing work daily. He speaks Arabic, which many of the people that he works with speak, and not a lot of people can speak that language. So he is using his tools and gifts to make an impact in this world. And that gives me hope. Despite the circumstances that he's facing, the worry that he may have for his family and friends back home, he presses for it. And now I'll speak of Michael, MJ, as he was called. I did not know MJ personally, but I feel connected to him as he was a part of the MCC family. His service was last weekend. It was 3 hours long. People from the UN attended. Many spoke of him and the great peacemaking work he was doing. And it makes me think how hopeful his life still is, the legacy that he's still giving to all of us, even in death. And in that death, that the story is not over. Because again, when we look back to 1 Peter 1:4, we have an inheritance that is imperishable, which means we can not fear death, and death is not the final story. I'd like to read to you a quote about MJ. Sharp completed his MCC assignment and joined the UN in 2015, but he kept in contact with friends in PPR and MCC, even up until March 12th when he was kidnapped. He was found dead on March 27th along with UN colleague Zadia Catlin. Four team members who traveled with them remain missing. Sharp's former ECC and MCC co-workers and the MCC team in DR Congo feel this loss deeply. "We started a journey with him," Lugal said. "Unfortunately, he left us before the end of the journey. Sustainable peace in Eastern Congo, sustainable peace in Congo in general, and sustainable peace in the Great Lakes region of Africa. We pray that God will strengthen us so that we can continue this journey as a way to honor what we started with our brother. And this gives me hope." And so, as I speak of this hope, I have a question for you. What gives you hope? We each play a role. We each make an impact. I've talked a little bit about my work and the young adults that I come in contact with. But we each have contacts. We each have a world that we're living in that extends far beyond us. My challenge for you and inspiration for you is to think about how you can extend that hope. And now I'd like for us to do something a little bit different. I'm going to have you move around a bit. If each of you can just stand up and extend your hands out like this. As you have your palms open, consider the hope that you have internally and extending that hope out. The people, the places that you go, the encounters you have, the conversations. And now, if you feel comfortable, extend your hand out to the other person next to you. As I see you all joining hands with one another, this gives me great hope. Because you see, we do not have to do this alone. There will be times where we will feel hopeless, but we have that person next to us that can extend the hope we may not have at the moment to us at the time. And that is a huge gift, which gives me great hope. Thank you. You can sit down. And if you look at the beginning of Peter, First Peter, it states that we do not walk this world alone, that we can be encouragers to one another and the promises that God has given us, that we can go to the dark places in this world knowing that we can be renewed, have a resurrection, live a resurrectional life each day in the hope that we have in our beloved God. Thank you so much.
Number 579, and please stand. This song may be familiar to some, but not to everybody. I'm going to try to take it a little bit slow so we can get all the words in. Sometimes it gets a little bit difficult to get through all the words, and John's going to help us with the guitar.
Would the ushers please come forward to receive the offering? Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all the bounty that we enjoy. We thank you for this peaceful place where we can gather to worship. Father, we offer now our tangible gifts to the building of your kingdom. We pray that you would bless this and make it the basis for building your kingdom in this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.